Let's hear you read as we finish our interview here, because this is an overview, I guess we could say, of Oklahoma.
It is.
And it comes from?
From a book entitled Way Down Yonder in the Indian Nation. It's been through several incarnations, and it's still very much in print from the University of Oklahoma Press. In fact, this book is used by various schools, including an honors English program at Oklahoma State University, as one of their texts. There are 20 essays of mine, writings from the heartland. I cover everything in here from ghosts to barbecue to Woody Guthrie and on and on. But my first essay is entitled Searching for Hidden Rhythms in Twilight Land. And it's about the identity, or I should say better put, the lack of self-identity of Oklahoma. These first couple paragraphs are often requested of me to read, and I think it sort of sums up the Oklahoma that I've come to know. Oklahoma is tall grass prairie and everlasting mountains. It is secret patches of ancient earth tromped smooth and hard by generations of dancing feet. It is the cycle of song and heroic deed. It is calloused hands. It is the aroma of rich crude oil fused with a scent of sweat and sacred smoke. It is the progeny of an oil-field whore wed to a deacon, the sire of a cowpony bred with a racehorse. It is a stampede, a pie supper, a revival. It is a wildcat gusher coming in. It is a million-dollar deal cemented with a handshake. Oklahoma is dark rivers snaking through red-furrowed soil, lakes rimmed with stone bluffs. It is the ghosts of proud Native Americans, crusading socialists, ambitious cattle kings, extravagant oil tycoons, wily bandits. It is impetuous and it is wise, a land of opportunists, resilient pioneers, and vanquished souls. The state is a crazy quilt of contradictions and controversies, travails and triumphs. It has been exploited and abused, cherished and fought over. It is a puzzling place. Forever, Oklahoma is American through and through.
How would you like to have people either know you today or remember you in the future?
I'd like them to know me first and foremost, as I've said, as a storyteller, and a pretty good one at that. I would like them to know that everything that I stand for or care about can be revealed in one way or another in the work that I'm leaving and plan to leave behind.
Very good. You've been great, and I thank you very much. You're a great storyteller, and I thank you.
You know, if you have a passion for something.
It was obvious.
Yeah.